It's Monday, October 28th, 2019. Thanks for tuning into this special All Bands I've Never Played Before episode of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name is Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a fun way to open up this year's episode of the show, a band from Miami, Florida. Don't think I say that very often. Jacuzzi Boys, that's the name of the band. That was their song, Out of the Black, and it's a very fine song. It's so fine, I thought I'd open the show with it. That's how good a song it is. I've actually never played Jacuzzi Boys on the show before, though I think I might have their last album, maybe on iTunes. Anyway, whatever, I never played them. But I'm playing them today because this is a special All Bands I've Never Played Before episode of the show, where you're gonna hear just lots of really great music by bands that I've never played before. Typically, I try and do sort of more of a mix, right? I try and like get some bands maybe you're familiar with, but maybe some songs you haven't heard, and then like rando stuff that maybe I don't think anyone's probably heard. You know, I like to shake things up. But this episode is just gonna be 100%. Maybe nobody's heard this. I don't know. Then again, this stuff also might be super popular and famous. I don't pay any attention to what's well known, so like I have no inkling of how famous anything is. Which is kind of funny. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to move on to another band I've never played before. They're called Subject, and they are from Victoria in British Columbia. We're going to hear a couple of songs. First, Worried for Nothing. It's their newest single, and I think it's really good. And then we're going to hear Imaginary Audience, which comes off their album Impressions, and it's my favorite song from the record. So in the spirit of putting on two songs, I thought I'd put these two on. So here we go, Subject with Worried for Nothing and Imaginary Audience, right now on this special All Bands I've Never Played Before episode of The Sounds of My Head.
When I look outside, I see the world passing before me. And my heart starts to race when I see the person I could be. So I ask myself, what do I live in fear? And I wonder why I'm still standing here. We spend so much of our time worried for nothing, it's all in our minds. And so
I'm down now. A surprising claim to me about the tech sector. You say that it has helped bring us closer together. Defend that claim.
Well, you and I, we can email with each other. I have plenty of WhatsApp conversations with people. I use my blog as my main method of social networking. Twitter, I keep in touch with numerous people. That brings many people into my life and helps me be in touch with what's going on. So there's a downside to social media, but I think the upside is far, far greater. And if you try to measure something like consumer surplus from Facebook, it's really quite high.
I guess the issue, of course, is the phenomenon of people sitting at parties looking down at their phones. And that
parties are overrated. I mean, if phones are attacks on parties, bring it on.
I disagree. I think parties and socializing is extremely important. But
well, let's not aggregate parties and socializing. Parties are often the antithesis of socializing.
Why do you say that?
There's loud music or people are drinking so often. There's a kind of ritualistic bonding, but not that many good conversations. My idea of socializing is to get together with smart people on an intense basis and have things to talk about. And that can happen at parties, but it's not really what you go to parties for. Maybe parties are great when you're young, you're looking to marry, date, you know, fine. But I think of parties as a kind of inefficient social network that's hard to get out of, much more than, say, Facebook or Twitter would be. And if you're going to worry about social media, I mean, parties are much worse. All your friends go to parties, you feel you have to go, you feel you ought to drink, right? That's an actual social problem, not Facebook.
That's an awesome point, Tyler, and I'm not sure I agree, but I salute your panache in making it.
Let's catch up. It's been a little while. After Subject Back There, we heard two songs by a band from Los Angeles called J-Som. The two songs I played were Superbike and Tenderness, both very good and both off her album Anak Ko. I saw on Vice News Tonight, my former favorite show before HBO canceled it, they used to have a segment where they'd bring bands on and they would dissect one of their songs, kind of like a really short visualized version of Song Exploder. Anyway, J-Som was on there talking about tenderness, and it made me like the song, so I thought I would put that on the show, and this seemed like a good episode for it. If I can find a YouTube link for that video for dissecting the song from Vice News Tonight, I will put it in the show notes at thesoundsofmyhead.com, so look for that. Okay, after J-Som, I played a band from Portland, Oregon called Havania Wall, and the song Horizon, which was released as a single and is the only song I've actually listened to by Havania Wall, so I can't really speak to the rest of it, but, you know, that song's pretty great. So if you liked it, maybe check out more stuff by them, which I think they do have at least a few more releases. Okay, things I know slightly more about. This next band from New York City, they are called Actual Magic, which is, I think, a pretty fun band name. And it's actually two bands. It's Javelin and Chances with Wolves getting together and making music under a different name called Actual Magic. And Javelin, I've definitely played on the show before, but it's been quite a long time, so haven't really thought about them in ages. But this new stuff by Actual Magic is quite good. They basically go in and they get old samples of old music and random stuff from around the world, and they jumble it all together into these kind of mashup-y recordings that are just super great and interesting. So I'm very excited about these two songs I'm going to play. The first is Les Amis. I don't know if that's how you say it. The Actual Magic remix. And then USSR AM Cold War Globetrot. That's the name of the song. And both are super great. So if you like these songs, definitely look into all the stuff that they've been putting out as just random singles, because these two songs are pretty fantastic, I think. All right, I will shut up. Here we go. Actual Magic with Les Amis and USSR AM Cold War Globetrot right now on this special Bands I've Never Played Before episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
my way. Now I haunt the disco, center stage. I shake my bones like Fred Astaire. Now baby, I'm aware that
catch up one last time. After Actual Magic back there, we heard a band from Chicago, Illinois called North Lodge. The song I played, Flying Squirrel, was released as a single, and I think it is a very strong song. But they do have a few other releases to date, so you can listen to those as well, see if you like them, maybe support these guys. I think they're a pretty new band, and I think they're pretty good, so that was fun. Okay, then after North Lodge, we heard Stevie Zeta from Toronto, Canada, with the songs Phantasma 4 and Anastasia. and both are released as singles, and both were super good. I think those are great songs. I haven't listened to that many others. I might have listened to them. I didn't buy many others, so maybe I didn't like the rest of the things I heard. I don't know. I think I definitely like those two songs. I will say that for it. So hopefully you like those too. And he's just kind of been releasing them as singles. Maybe he's eventually going to put them all together and release an album. It's all going to be great. I don't know. We'll keep our eyes out for Stevie Zeta. See what else he gets up to. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show with a song that I think is really great. It's by a band from, I think they're living in Los Angeles, but they're from Italy. The band is called Dumbo Gets Mad, which I think is a funny band. Dumbo Gets Mad, it's a great title. I don't remember Dumbo, the movie, very well. I didn't see it, and I definitely didn't see like the new, I think they made like a new version of it. I didn't see any of it. But does Dumbo get mad? Is that part of it? Like, is there a scene in the movie where he gets angry? I don't know. Maybe that's what the band name is referencing. Or maybe it's just funny to think about this lovable Disney character getting mad. In any event, why am I talking about Dumbo? It doesn't matter. Dumbo Gets Mad. That's the band. And the song is Makes You Fly. And I think it is super great. It's kind of a long song and it's kind of a slow build. It takes a while to get going. But once it settles into itself, it is so good. I really get into it. And I love the chorus. I love the vocals. I think it's really great. So here we go. Finishing up this here episode of the show, Dumbo Gets Mad with Makes You Fly right now. Thank you. that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was El Millonero, Canción del Rey, and Tail Chaser, all by Gitkin. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, which is a revised version of the website if you haven't looked at it since I moved to Sweden. Check that out. I improved things a bit. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. And don't forget, on the website, look for links to where you can follow me on social media like Facebook and Twitter. And of course, Spotify, where there are playlists for various seasons of the show where you can listen to all the songs that I put on the show where available without having to listen to me talk, which is a really nice feature, if you ask me. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?